Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After an earthquake there yesterday, Puerto Rico has been shaken today by two strong earthquakes, a 6.4 quake and a 5.8 magnitude quake. They've left at least one person dead, and power has been knocked out across most of that island. Now, this Puerto Rico resident posted a YouTube video saying that he's no expert when it comes to earthquakes, but
the only thing we could be certain is the North American plate and the Caribbean plate right now are banging up against each other, and Puerto Rico's stuck in the middle.
Iranian state TV reporting at least 35 people killed in a stampede during a funeral procession for the Iranian military commanding general killed by a U.S. airstrike in Iraq a few days ago. They've had to halt the burial services as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Despite rumors and reported requests that he do so, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not looking to return to Congress, reportedly telling Senate GOP leaders he won't run for a Senate seat in Kansas, the state he represented in the House before he was tapped to run the CIA and later the State Department. Republican leaders have hoped that he'd run for the seat of retiring Senator Pat Roberts. A 9-year-old New York girl was among five people killed in that chain reaction crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike Sunday morning. The NTSB investigation's underway. Yesterday, board member Jennifer Homendy discussed what she saw at the scene.
We looked at the motor coach, we looked at the FedEx truck and one of the UPS trucks and two of the trailers, and I thought it was devastating.
Pier 1 Imports will be closing nearly half of its stores soon, and it's reportedly nearing a bankruptcy filing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic Georgia Congressman John Lewis is getting some support from another high-profile cancer patient after announcing his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer late last month. Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last March. Trebek telling an interviewer his message for Congressman Lewis is, quote, "Let's see if we can both complete this year as cancer survivors." San Francisco State University researchers say they believe many of us are addicted to the constant pings, chimes, and other alerts from our devices and are unable to ignore emails, texts, and images because of that. Here's John Clemens with more.
If that got your attention, you might be one of the people Dr. Eric Pepper has reported on in a new study published in Neuroregulation. Pepper believes overuse of smartphones is like any other type of substance abuse, even opioids. In the survey, it was found those who used their phones the most reported higher levels of feeling isolated, lonely, depressed, and even anxious. It's believed that loneliness is partly a consequence of replacing face-to-face interactions with a form of communication where signals like body language cannot be interpreted. I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Hope you're having a great day. Given the choice, it's a binary choice, and so much of it is dictated by your attitude, right? An attitude of gratitude. Maybe that's a New Year goal that we should all strive for. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Elizabeth Melendez Fisher Good is joining us, and we're going to be talking about sex trafficking. Her story is so compelling. And what she has done since finding, she's the founder, co-founder, and CEO of Sell It Freedom and Sell Away Foundation, author of Groomed, a book that is being published by HarperCollins and is just being released. Right, Elizabeth?
Good morning. How are you? It's coming out on the 14th.
On the 14th, so coming soon. So you need to get your hands on it. But, you know, first of all, I cannot thank you enough for your vulnerability and all your hard work to fight against this epidemic of sex trafficking. You know, we talk about it, we report on it, I would say, you know, quite regularly on this show, because ever since I first came in contact, you know, with the idea and interviewed other people on the topic, it just shocked me. And then I realized how pervasive it is. And it's just one of those unspeakable epidemics that is just, you know, pulverizing our culture.
Right. And I think that, you know, in America, people don't understand that it's not like the movie Taken, or it's not what you see on the streets in India, but rather that our culture, our young children are being groomed because we have an epidemic and a big secret of childhood sexual abuse.
Right.
And a child that has that happen to them at a young age is just completely vulnerable and almost runs into the arms of these traffickers that are now one of the fastest growing businesses in America.
Well, and this is why we're raising an alarm, Elizabeth. I know you've been doing this, and we as well, because there are things that contribute to this. How you just said it. Our kids are being conditioned. And you stop just a minute and think about how our kids are being conditioned. Look at the music that's put out there. Look at the things that they see on television, streaming. You know, it all leads them down a path of acceptance to this kind of seemingly, you know, it's not quite that bad. But before you know it, like anything, like any bad habit, you got unintended consequences
gray,
and much worse than you expected. Yes,
gray.
Exactly.
Yeah. 1,000%. I mean, if you notice, I always tell parents, pay attention. The most, you know, what seemed benign, even sitcoms, comedy shows, like How I Met Your Mother, my kids loved that show. There's always a strip pole, right? Mm-hmm. And right. The background, every scene goes into a strip club. Why are we always popping into a strip club? They're normalizing the exploitation, normalizing the abuse. I mean, there's not one girl in our program that has gone through the streets, being in a strip club, being an escort, anything, that was not groomed for it. And when she finally got out of it, realized how everything was stolen from her. And it's like breaking down our kids at a young age to normalize this stuff.
Elizabeth, take us through a typical example of how the kids are conditioned, at what age are they targeted, and the process that they go through.
Well, the typical, almost textbook, I mean, now we have a little bit of a social media nuance, so that's a different pathway, but the most common pathway is childhood sexual abuse, and that typically starts 3, 4, 5 years old. And statistically, they say 1 out of 3 little girls is keeping a secret of childhood sexual abuse, 1 out of 5 little boys. So that's how prevalent sexual abuse is in America. And if it starts young by someone you know, a parent, a neighbor, a big brother, an uncle, a teacher, and then it's kept quiet, typically by 12 to 14, there's a break in the child. So typically when they're entering puberty, right, they can't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so in the cases where it's severe, you'll start to see a child act out. That's where you start to see kids getting promiscuous, kids getting in trouble. I'm really known for saying there's no such thing as a 7th grade slut. This is a little girl that's had everything broken and stolen from her, and she doesn't care anymore, so she lets any boy do anything. Right. And then in the severe cases, a kid will run away, and the stats tell us that within 48 hours, 80% of runaways, any zip code in America, does not matter. This is not a respecter of socioeconomics, not a respecter of diversity. They will be approached by a predator who presents as a boyfriend or a protector. And he literally says to this 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, hey, I bet your parents didn't know how to love you. I'll love you. Or sometimes they come as a couple and say, are you hungry? We'll take care of you. Mm. And all this child wants is protection. And they think, oh, finally, here's my protector. And the girls will say that they typically come along as a Romeo pimp or a gorilla pimp, and they might present like they're for them and then turn into rude. And then typically an abusive, they will take them into the life, get them a little bit on a drug, start telling them they love them, telling them that they're going to care for them, and they will turn them out for sex 15 to 40 times a day for 7 years, typically. The girls in our program all say their number being sold a day was 20 to 25 times a day, starting at whatever age they hit the streets, from 11 to 14.
Now, Elizabeth, I've heard numbers like that. You know, one of our points that we've been very hot after has been all these women that are coming across the border illegally and what they're being subjected to, and those that are caught into sex trafficking rings, that there were reports 20, 25 sexual encounters before 12 noon. They give them, you know, a little break, and then they're back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's another 20, 25. And people are shocked to hear that this is normal life for them. This is what happens. But yet, you know, all the hashtag Me Tours and everything like that, you don't see them doing, you know, fortifying the barrier and keeping these women, you know, from, you know, these kind of attacks and manipulation.
Yeah, I mean, there are two different pathways, and they are both horrific. The borders, I mean, people that have gone will report there's rape tents there. That people just walk in, rape the kids. It's just set up to have it, you know, set up like that. In America, like, so for our programming at SELA Freedom and the SELA Way Foundation, we only deal with American, and the numbers of American kids that have nothing to do with international, nothing to do with borders, which blow the minds of your listeners, because it's our kids in our neighborhoods, affluent neighborhoods, that are keeping the secret of sexual abuse, and they run into the arms of a predator. It's amazing how I think, you know, I feel like this is the enemy's best kept secret. He's coming and stealing our children through this sexual pathway. Because the destiny of these children, their ability, their identity is so stolen. It'll take us, sometimes there'll be a girl on the street, and our team will chase after that girl for 2 years. I have an outreach team that works with law enforcement, state attorney, judges. It'll be 2 years of this girl going in and out of jail and our team meeting with her saying, you're worth more. And they don't believe it. It's been so beaten out of them.
Exactly.
It's their choice to stay. Like, that's the disparaging, horrific truth of what's happening to our American children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about their very dignity, their very soul being robbed from them and being at that point. Can you imagine, Elizabeth? I mean, it's hard to hear what you're saying, is that they're in a hopeless situation. But it's their situation, and it's all they know. They don't know. They don't know good.
All
they know is just is the bad, right?
I know. Well, that's the beauty of, like, a program. The Sail Away Foundation has partners underneath it that are relentlessly running after these children from around the country, different organizations partnering together to help them realize their identity. And once you can get one, once you can reach someone, they are limitless. Like, these girls are brilliant. They've had everything stolen, right, and they've been fed lies since they were four. And then if you grab them finally at 18 and after getting them through the, you know, trauma reset and neurological, right, pathway resetting, and help them believe they are limitless and beautiful and capable,
exactly,
of whatever.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Elizabeth after
this.
Heart
disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Elizabeth Melendez-Fisher Good continues with us. She is the co-founder and CEO and survivor of Sail of Freedom and the Sail Away Foundation. And she's going to be talking about her story. And before we pick up where we left off, Elizabeth, I want to talk about your new book that's soon to be released.
Yeah.
Called Groom. Tell us about that.
Well, it's coming out with from HarperCollins, and it's, you know, it tells a little bit of the story of the journey that we've had with Sailor Freedom, but the epiphanies that happened along the way. As I sat as a therapist, I would sit in with the girls and I'd lead the group, and I'd listen to them tell their stories, and I'm like, their stories are not that much different than mine. You know, I was sexually abused, they were sexually abused, they went off track this way, but I went off track different ways. And then I'd sit with donors and they'd say, man, my stories are so close. And over the years, it's been almost a decade of doing this, working so closely with survivors, I've realized there's some universal ways we've all been groomed. And they don't all lead to sex trafficking, but we've all had our full purposes maybe watered down, maybe stolen, maybe diverted by the groomers in our own lives. And we all have groomers, the people that have spoken into us and that we as children just assumed the role and assumed the position that they assigned to us. And it's just been a really interesting awakening and journey. And, you know, the Me Too movement happened, and then you're listening to these women have an awakening. And so the book really gets into five common ways that a lot of us have really taken paths that we need to have a moment. So we call it at Selah. It's a Selah. Selah is a Hebrew word.
Right, exactly.
It means to rest, to pause, to reflect. And I think it's time to, like, look at our messaging and decide what we want to keep and what we want to throw out and what we want to step into. And it's scary, you know, just like the girls. They take a chance. They might not be ready to change their lives. And all of us, there's things that we should look at. And I know with me, I had a lot of very personal things that I just, you know, was drilled into me in the church when I was little. You know, I went through some bad stuff, and I ended up in a marriage that I shouldn't have ended up in. And, you know, the drill of the Lord hates divorce, and, you know,
right,
this is
exactly
the ultimate sin. And, you know, God hates abuse, and God hates other things, too. And it's just interesting, the messaging that defines us and the things that we choose. So it's a challenging book, and it's a beautiful freedom book. And we think, you know, the contributions go to Sailor Freedom, and people get their own freedom along the way.
So this is your story and the story of many others who have been groomed. And I think you're right. I think when you look at it in the greater context, Elizabeth, we've all been groomed, right?
Yeah.
And so what is it that's grooming us? Is it a force for good or a force for evil? And the fact of the matter is, as you know, we've been sharing about this new year, there's just something about the year 2020 that I think is going to be quite revelatory.
Yeah.
Is that our eyes are going to be opened up. Yes, exactly. They're going to be opened up to the great lies that have been perpetrated here.
And how
we have been conditioned, how we've been groomed to accept the unacceptable.
And no more. Is it time to really have everyone have a full awakening? Because I could tell you, all of these things are generational. And until our eyes are open, our children are going to live it out as well. And you want to watch your grandchildren live the exact same life that you're living and suffering through, or keeping parts of it secret. That's the beauty. It's a book about secrets, too. So it's really, it's a freedom book. It is a beautiful, beautiful. I've had everybody, men, women, read it and say, I cannot believe what this brought up for me. I cannot believe what this brought out that I'm now thinking about, and I know I have to make some changes.
Wow. How cool is that? I mean, as you were writing this book, I imagine that there were moments in it that, you know, you probably go outside yourself and you go, wow, that's really good. I don't know where that came from, but I got to write it down, right?
A lot of divine intervention.
Yes.
I have been asked to write. I had, like, an agent with the pub houses saying, you know, everyone wants to know when you're going to write. And I'm like, I just don't know. And then all of a sudden the message was so clear. And then it's like, I feel like it's late. We all need this now. It just was downloaded. So I do think it's part of this 2020 year of stepping into this next level of clarity.
You know, the previous generation, known as the greatest generation because of its courage and how our parents came together for freedom, for the sake of freedom, and to fight in a world war. You know, this is our world war, isn't it? I mean, in a way,
I think
for our generation, if you think that we could really be defined by, you know, godly principles, by highly principles, as opposed to the cultural message that's out there. I mean, what would this say in terms of the force and impact and the legacy that we would pass on to the next generation if we embraced what you were sharing with us in your book?
Mm-hmm. We're fighting in a huge invisible war, and people are being groomed and set up. And I mean, just the way, you know, that I mean, there's so much happening in culture right now and with media that if we don't make a change and we don't make a difference, my 18-year-old son, he said, you know what, Mom? He said, I can see maybe there'll be a radical shift in our generation because social media, I mean, these kids just stare at their phones all day long.
Right.
And I said, what are your kids going to do? Just strap on virtual reality headsets and that's it? Off they go for their day?
Yeah.
He's like, I know.
I know. It's pretty scary to think about it.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, I see inklings and bonfires of brilliance from these young kids, these millennials.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all that people would want them to think, that they're so conditioned and so groomed that they cannot come out of this. I think that they are, they're observing their parents. They're observing the culture.
Mm-hmm.
They may be playing around with it and stuff like that, but it's kind of like when we were kids growing up, you know, people say, well, don't smoke, and, you know, but of course every kid had to try it, or don't drink, and every kid had to drink.
Right.
And then we found out, hey, look, that's not who I am. That's not what I want. And, you know, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And I believe these millennials, the definition and the understanding of preference is coming at them faster than it did for us because of social media and all these things
mm-hmm.
that some would think could be bad, but I think it could be very positive as well.
Yeah, and they're the children of our generation who's just starting to stop hiding completely in all the secrets.
Exactly.
And so they're watching us open our eyes and us having our healing and our transformation. And I think, you know, as painful it is for some of our generation as they're going through stuff, that we're realizing, hey, this has to generationally end with me.
Mm-hmm.
They're
exactly.
reaping the benefit of it. I do believe that.
And as you said, Elizabeth, you know, this year of 2020, a year of vision, it's a year of truth. I mean, the veil is being pulled back, and we're seeing things that heretofore we just chose not to. We want to stick our head in the sand. But the truth is confronting us, so it's up to us to decide what do we want to do with it. And, you know, for, you know, the girls that and the women that you have written about, that you come in contact with, you know, the hundreds of people involved in your organization that are changing lives, I mean, it's because they're confronted with the truth, and they're willing to accept the truth. And how liberating, how freeing. I know when people hear all the time and some say, oh, Bill, that's just such a Christian term. You know, the truth will set you free. But the fact of the matter is that it's a real term. Because if you have been bound up and you've been set free and you realize it is the truth that set you free.
Right.
Boy, you won't let go of that at all, will you?
1,000%. I mean, our country was founded on freedom, liberty. I mean, and it's about being able to speak the truth and not being bound. And I think, like, I led the book, I just got a copy of it, and I led a group with one of our homes. I'm in Florida now, mm-hmm. in one of our safe houses here. I had some of the survivors and three of my staff, and we just went through the intro and the first chapter together and did, you know, a few questions, asking some deep questions. And each person in that room, the kids, you know, the survivors ranged from 18, my staff went up to their 30s. They were each, as they just read this first two little chapters, things came up that they realized they had never shared before with anyone.
Wow.
And that right there, I'm like, I can't even believe it. Like, it's so fantastic because it's what we don't say that starts to define us and our future generations, because that means there's a level of shame to it. And so I do think 2020 is really indicative of we're leaving shame behind, because things that were done to us should not define us going forward.
I'm with you on that, Elizabeth, let me tell you. let's talk. Let's get back a little bit more on this issue of sex trafficking. How prevalent is it? How many girls are involved? And even boys, I imagine, for that matter.
Oh, for America alone. So this is just American children, not digging into international. International, the number goes between 90 million to 120 million more slaves today than ever in history. But in America alone, they say between 300,000 to 500,000 of our own American children are sold on our own streets and bought by our own men and women every day. 300,000 to 500,000 every day in America.
And of course, we have everyday unsuspecting Americans and families participating in this as well, right?
Right. Well, what I think is so interesting is, like, when I speak to men, you know, I get invited to testify to Congress. You could watch, because men have been groomed to believe, mm-hmm. what do you mean? This is the oldest profession. I'm helping her. If I'm buying a girl for sex, I'm helping a sex worker. She needs the money. And what, then when they hear the story that this girl's been abused her whole life, she never chose this. She doesn't know how to get out of it. She doesn't enjoy it.
Well, Elizabeth, we're out of time. We got to have you back.
People don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After an earthquake there yesterday, Puerto Rico's been shaken today by two strong earthquakes, a 6.4 quake and a 5.8 magnitude quake. They've left at least one person dead, and power's been knocked out across most of that island. Now, this Puerto Rico resident posted a YouTube video saying that he's no expert when it comes to earthquakes, but
the only thing we could be certain is the North American plate and the Caribbean plate right now are banging up against each other, and Puerto Rico is stuck in the middle.
Iranian state TV reporting at least 35 people killed in a stampede during a funeral procession for the Iranian military commanding general killed by a U.S. airstrike in Iraq a few days ago. They've had to halt the burial services as a result. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And guess what we have? We have the head of merchandising, Trunk Club, Maggie Mee, is joining us in just a moment. But we're going to, first of all, give you a little bit of background about a new survey that finds some of the surprising reasons people are skipping the gym in the new year. You know, we've all heard them. We maybe even used the excuses ourselves for not hitting the gym in the new year. Oh, the weather is cold, not enough time. Or maybe it's our worn-out workout gear keeping us on the couch. Well, the last reason may sound like a mind-boggling excuse, but a new survey found that 9 in 10 people said they would work out if they had better fitness clothing options. Maggie, I got to bring you on after this right away here. So it's all about what we wear and what we're glamming on the streets or in the gym. Otherwise, hey, it's not enough to get me up and going, right?
Yeah, Bill, you're right. 92% of people said they'd use their gym membership more if they had clothes that they actually liked.
Amazing that's the number one. What other surprises did you find in the survey?
Well, I think going back to that really quickly, I think it's really important that we get that boost of confidence to join the gym. Getting there is the hardest part. So my tip is to buy a few new pieces that you can mix and match. At Trunk Club, we have expertly trained stylists that can help with that. They'll select 10 to 12 items for you, send you a preview of those items with looks that show you how to wear that outfit, mix and match for different occasions and looks, and then we'll send you a trunk to your door. You'll try the items on. You'll have 5 days to return what you like, don't like, and keep what you like. So this is a great way to accentuate that wardrobe. Along with that, we found that nearly 70% of Americans worry that they'll be judged for not dressing fashionably while exercising.
Forget about what you're carrying extra with you and why you need to be in the gym. It's how you look. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, we have trends for everybody that we can share some easy tips to get yourself motivated.
Well, one, okay, go ahead.
Is matching sets. So we love matching sets. We saw this so much in 2019, and we're seeing it again in 2020. Our favorite brands are Zella, Aloe, and also Girlfriend Collective. And I think, you know, the important thing here is everybody can rock this trend. Mm-hmm. Whether you're ready to bare skin or not, you can go with a sports bra and biker short look, or a high-waisted legging and crop top, or even a meet-and-greet top and legging set, and this trend's for you.
Maggie, did this cross, you know, gender preference as well, or was this just primarily, you know, women responding? This is, you know, going across the gender preference there.
Yes.
Interesting. That even the guys would be clothes sensitive. But, you know, it does make sense to some degree that if we feel good and we've got, you know, clothing, well, then we've got to get in it and we've got to use it. And that takes us to the gym. So there's connectivity there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So clothing can make the difference. So how in other ways, I mean, what Trunk Club is offering, I think it's just an easy idea and a great idea that makes it easy for us to, you know, find the right clothes to get the inspiration. And before we know it, we're beyond that period of time because they say, you know, it takes at least 21, 22 days to create a habit. So we want to get in there for at least 3 weeks. And if we start to set a habit, then we start enjoying some success instead of being like so many people. I think the attrition rate for health clubs is somewhere around 70% of people who sign up in January. By March, they're gone.
Yeah, and that's why we say don't wait. So 50% of those studies say that a lack of warm workout apparel discourages them from working out in the winter. So they have the best intentions. They're signing up for the gym membership, but it's cold and they don't want to go to the gym.
Exactly.
So the key to that is really layering. Put a fleece pullover or hoodie with a lightweight puffer jacket. These fold really easily into a gym locker or gym bag, and they're also great for running outside because they're breathable but keep you warm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking with Maggie Mee. She serves as the head of merchandising for Trunk Club. She's a frequent traveler. She oversees Trunk Club's team of merchandise, both in Chicago and Seattle, with over 12 years of retail experience. Maggie has held several roles within the Nordstrom Merchandising Organization, including her tenure as the multi-channel buyer for Swim. So she knows what she's talking about here, and she's got great ideas. Maggie, what other tips do you have to help put our fitness goals into high gear?
One thing you mentioned before, comfort is the key to confidence. So working with our stylists, they can partner with you based on your activity and intensity, your style preferences, your budget, and your price size to make sure that you have the wardrobe that's best for your body type and your style. We have a range of price points, and we also have a range of sizes from 00 to size 24 in brands like Zella, which is our Nordstrom made brand.
Excellent. Maggie, we know accountability helps us maintain our gym goals and our desire to go to the gym. So maybe a good way to do this is find a partner who also wants to be involved. And both of you, you know, sign up, get involved in Trunk Club, get your fashionista gear in place, and you can work out together looking good and encouraging others to get involved as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's so easy. So for them to get involved, I mean, how easy is it to get involved with Trunk Club?
It's super super easy. You just visit trunkclub.com and you get connected with a stylist, and they can help you build your workout wardrobe and more.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about, you know, we touched on the excuses and everything, but the actual workout itself, Maggie, what's your insight there? What can you tell us that would help us, you know, stay focused, get beyond at least that, like we said, that critical, you know, first 3 weeks of being in the gym?
I think the key is to be open-minded and try new things so that you're not stuck with the mindset of having to do one specific workout. Find a workout activity that fits best with your lifestyle and the outcome that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And you also need to maintain some fun about this, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, because people do that which they get rewarded for. So look at you're dressed to feel better going and working out and go and make the most of it. You're not going to run the marathon the first day you go out. So as a process, as I tell the kids all the time, you got to crawl before you walk before you run, right?
Yep, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, there it is. So, Maggie, as we wrap things up here regarding the involvement with Trunk Club, any last-minute bits of advice and counsel that you want to offer us?
I would say make shopping easy for you. If the hardest part of getting to the gym is finding the right clothes, let us do that for you at Trunk Club.
I again, remind everybody, I mean, what they're going to get when they sign up for Trunk Club.
Club, we will work directly with you based on your style, preferences, size, and budget to curate items and looks that are best for you. It's a try before you buy service. So the trunk is delivered to your home. You try on what you try on everything, keep what you like, send back what you don't, and you'll be charged at that time.
Is that so cool? I just can't. I mean, you get a trunk load of clothes that you get to try out and, check it out, see how it goes. And that's amazing. So how do you come up with, the clothes that you offer and you put in the trunk? I mean, are they filling out a little survey via email and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have an onboarding profile that you'll fill out, and you'll get connected with a stylist, and they'll select the curated assortment. We have the inventory that is similar to Nordstrom, so a plethora of products, and we can find what's best for you.
Oh, nice and easy peasy. That's what we love. Maggie Mee, the head of merchandising at the Trunk Club, has been with us. And Maggie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for all the information they need to know.
Yes, visit trunkclub.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines.
airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we have Rachel Alexander, senior editor at Stream.org. Rachel, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I'm doing it already.
As long as you didn't miss the clock, and I'm still in 2019. No, it's 2020, Virginia, and it's time that our eyes are open and we get some clarity on this new year. I think 2020, in terms of vision, there might be something magical with all this. After all the truth that we've been exposed to, corruption, all the shenanigans from those on the left, agencies that we thought were looking out for our best interest, even more so, we will demonstrate to everybody that yes, we can handle the truth, right?
Yeah, and this is the election year. We're going to find out whether Trump is going to get reelected or not.
Well, they're absolutely losing their skulls no matter what the president does, including taking out somebody who has been so nefarious as this General Suleiman, with, some have said over thousands of Americans' deaths on his hands. What he was planning was imminent. It was dangerous. It was as a follow-up. I mean, there were already actions. I mean, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, are acting like he was some sort of choir boy, and that, why did we pick on him? It's like, wait a minute, where have you been for the last, let's forget about the whole year, even the last 6 months of the year, where this man's hands were all over all this subterfuge, all this murder and attacks on, America's allies and Americans, and even what was done recently, what he orchestrated in terms of the attack on the embassy, which could have, thank God that Donald Trump was there. Otherwise, you imagine if we'd had another Democrat like, Hillary Clinton, who had already proved her level of courage in Benghazi, we'd have had Benghazi 1 and now Benghazi 2.
Yeah, thank God we got Trump in office. And you know what really freaked me out was I heard this military officer say, when you see soldiers in the VA with missing limbs, they probably lost them due to him.
Wow, wow. Yeah, that's pretty profound, you know, to think about that. And so now we don't have to think about him, though, you know, the Iranian regime has offered, what, an $80 million bounty on the head of Donald Trump?
Yes, that is incredible. These people are maniacs. And yeah. I'm glad Trump is standing up to them. He's being firm. He's got his own targets that he's looking at, and he's not going to back down.
Regardless of, you know, all the rhetoric coming from the mainstream media and Democrats, they don't even know what success looks like. I mean, that's the thing that's so telling about all this. I mean, what does success look like for them? You know, do they think that what we've been doing for the last couple decades in placating the Iranians, that, you know, we just continue to give them money in the dark of night so it can fund their terrorist activity and let them go forward on their nuclear ambitions? Is that what success looks like?
Right. They hate Donald Trump so much that they won't even admit that this was a victory.
Mm-hmm.
So in their minds, there never can be a victory underneath Donald Trump. There can't be any success because they don't want to admit it.
Now, what are you hearing from the American people? I mean, I'm hearing, you know, it is such a clear disconnect from the mainstream media. I mean, to the point that I had a lot of people over the last couple of weeks when I took a short sabbatical here, Rachel. They were telling me, I don't look at mainstream media anymore. I can't count. I don't trust them. So I look to my own resources, or I'm, you know, watching a little bit more football these days.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. What really surprised me is how many of my conservative friends don't go to the Drudge Report anymore because he's now linking to all these mainstream media sources that are very negative about Donald Trump. And I still go there because I'm still getting a lot of news, but I'm in the minority. It
right.
seems like everyone I know has ditched it.
Well, you're right. I used to go to it daily. Maybe once a week now, twice max. I may go just to check, but it's just a real quick, you know, cursory read. Nothing like it used to be before. They're not the go-to for me. I find myself, you know, I like what you and Al and John have been doing at the stream. Also, you know, Epic Times has been up and coming, and you know, they're. You know, doing a great job, I believe, in giving us some balanced insight. I can't even trust in Fox anymore because Fox seems to be in the tank, and I have to watch and listen to them with a bit of a guard these days.
Yeah, they've got some hosts on there like Chris Wallace and Brett Baer who aren't real fans of Trump, and so you're not gonna, you know, get the solid conservative viewpoints there that you would expect. Another good site is Liberty Daily. They look like the Drudge Report, but they're very conservative, and that's the one I go to every day now.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. I'll make a note. I've checked them out from time to time, but not consistently, and I'll give them another second look here. I want to talk about, you know, liberals' desire. You wrote about this, you know, their desire for sanctuary cities, and now we have an increase of sanctuary cities for Second Amendment types, right?
Yeah, conservatives finally wised up and took a card out of the liberal playbook. And so they're forming these sanctuary cities and counties all around the United States where they're not going to put up with, you know, these higher level gun control laws. Like if a state passes a gun control law, like Virginia is about to do, then almost every single county in Virginia is going to ignore it.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is the power of the people, and people are starting to realize when we say that this is a government of, for, by, and of we the people, this is their very rights that are being exercised, and good for them to do that. I know Virginia is one. There's other cities that are doing the same thing, banding together, because I think Kentucky, was it Kentucky? Is that the latest where you've got a Democratic governor that just took office and was saying that he's, you know, he wants gun registration, and of course we know what follows after gun registration.
Yeah, what's interesting about this is it's mostly taking place in blue states because it is it's the blue states that are passing the gun control laws. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you look around the country, and if you go to my article, I've got a map on there of all the different states that have passed it, and it's overwhelmingly blue states.
Without a doubt. I want to talk also about your column in townhall.com about giving American Samoans U.S. citizenship. I got to tell you, I was ignorant until I read this. I thought American Samoans already had U.S. citizenship.
Yeah, I was ignorant, too, until a friend hit me off to it. And it's just one of those unfortunate things where we have, you know, several U.S. territories, and American Samoa is the only one where we don't give them citizenship. And these other territories have gradually developed citizenship over the years. Congress has given it to them. But for several reasons, Congress has never given it to American Samoa. And so a couple of American Samoans living in Utah have sued over it. Mm-hmm. And a judge, a federal district court judge appointed by Bush, has ruled in their favor.
Good.
And so it might take the courts to change this scenario.
Well, you said a couple of reasons why. Why wouldn't they?
Well, one reason is there are some leaders in American Samoa who don't want their laws struck down because they violate U.S. laws, such as, you know, they're only allowed to transfer property to another American Samoan, and that could violate U.S. anti-discrimination laws.
Okay. So there's two sides to this coin that needs to be considered. But obviously there are some territorial things, cultural things associated with the Samoans that they want to protect. So have there been enough generations past that they're willing to say, okay, we're going to be fair and level the playing field?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the politicians in American Samoa are not representing the interests of the people. And because, you know, who wouldn't want U.S. citizenship? I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And so,
right.
And so I think it's fine for the federal courts to come in and say this violates the 14th Amendment. You're not treating people equally.
Exactly. A couple other things you addressed was the 10 biggest stories of 2019 that we didn't hear about. We got a couple of minutes here, so let's touch on a couple of these.
Okay. These are things that if you Google them, you will not find any of them on the internet because they were, you know, media didn't cover them.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, Bernie Sanders added the Socialist Party's platform to his website, and the media ignored it because it just sounded like the Democrat Party's platform.
Mm-hmm.
and then a second story was Joe Biden was caught hugging an entire Girl Scout troop, and it was ignored by the media because they've just grown accustomed to creepy Uncle Joe groping young girls.
Mm-hmm. What do? Do you give them cookies or something? What's the deal here?
Yeah, it was just big hugs all around and like petting their hair like with us little kids.
Yeah, we got Joe Biden hugging. We got the Pope slapping hands. I mean, what is it all coming to here, Rachel?
Yeah, well, I don't want to fool your readers for too long. I mean, this whole piece I wrote is a complete parody.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I fooled a lot of people who didn't read to the end where it said it was a parody because a lot of the stuff just sounded too real.
Exactly. Well, again, why not? I mean, why not be the fake news purveyor of fake news? I mean, why, just for fun, give them a little bit of their own medicine. You also address, surprise, surprise, climate alarmist dire 2003 predictions for 2020. And they haven't come true.
Oh, yeah. My record last year was so good. I was really excited to do it again. You know, the vast majority of my predictions last year came true. So I got some more this year going on. And, you know, there are going to be things like I think Hillary Clinton's going to jump into the race. I think Trump's going to pardon several of his associates, especially like General Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see a further implosion of California. You know, people are just going to keep moving out. And I think the power outages were the final straw.
Rachel Alexander, stream.org is where you want to go to catch up with her, or also at townhall.com and look for her commentaries there. Rachel, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens
needs to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters.